No political party likes to see one of its incumbents challenged in a primary, and Democratic leaders are doing all they can to keep that from happening in New York State. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand faces her first statewide election this year, and former Tennessee Congressman Harold Ford Jr. is weighing a bid to challenge her. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Kirsten Gillibrand may be a rookie senator from New York, but she has had an all-star team blocking for her as she carries the ball. Democratic honchos, all the way up to the president, slapped down any Democrat in New York who so much thought about challenging her for the seat. Harold Ford didn't get the message. Ford is shaking hands and getting ready to do a little sermonizing in the Belgrove Missionary Baptist Church in Syracuse. It's his first trip to the city, and when a Southern politician takes a snowy vacation to upstate New York, well, I guess this doesn't come as much of a surprise.
I'm giving some thought to running for a political office in the state. And as I have started this, it's only been 2 weeks old, I hear over and over again people's concerns about jobs and taxes and the economy. And I just listen.
This listening while really talking all the time is a New York classic. When Hillary Clinton moved to the state to run for the Senate, she too was accused of being a carpetbagger. So she tromped around on her own listening tour of upstate New York. On this day, Ford gives a folksy sermon about his Tennessee roots, how he was a congressman, his failed run for the Senate there.
And as much as I'm criticized for not being from here, I remind everybody that people who are from here aren't doing the things they should be doing. I hope you give me an opportunity over the next several weeks to listen, to learn, to come to understand better.
It might seem amazing that a Southerner who has been a legal resident in New York for little more than a year could attempt to represent this state in the Senate. But Ford has shown a remarkable ability to adapt to a new political climate. He now supports gay marriage, despite past opposition. He now describes himself as staunchly pro-choice, but when he ran in Tennessee, he called himself pro-life. It probably wouldn't fly in liberal New York, except for one thing. The sitting senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, is almost as big a question mark as Ford is. After the sermon and a public meeting in Syracuse, Neil Falcone, a former union leader, says he's actually open to a political scuffle.
I mean, I'm not anti-Gillibrand. It's just she hasn't done anything to get me revved up either.
As Harold Ford crisscrosses the state, the woman he may challenge is sticking mostly to Washington, D.C., looking senatorial. When asked about Ford, Gillibrand always responds the same way. Here she is on The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC.
I welcome the challenge. I'm going to run on my very strong record of fighting for women's rights and gay rights and environmental justice and civil liberties and job creation. So, you know, for me, they're welcome to run.
But polls show Gillibrand has some reason to worry. Because she was appointed to fill the seat just a year ago, almost half of New Yorkers polled say they don't know enough about her to have an opinion. And so even though there's no race yet, not officially, between Ford and Gillibrand, there is a chance for them to define each other early. Harold Ford gave it a shot on an Albany call-in show on AM Talk 1300.
I believe that both senators, including Senator Gillibrand, ought to be more independent. You're not elected to the United States Senate to be a parakeet or to take instructions from the Democratic leadership.
Ooh, parakeet. Kirsten Gillibrand hit back on Twitter that perhaps Ford would be more comfortable sitting with the Republicans. It's mild sniping, but one that has Democrats worried that it will drag down whichever candidate makes it through to the fall. Marist pollster Lee Meringoff found that already the public has growing doubts about both Ford and Gillibrand. And paradoxically, he says that perhaps a primary might be the best possible thing for the senator.
In many ways, she's suffering right now because she's not that well known, and she needs a campaign, and she needs to win something, and a primary might be that first step.
Luckily for Democrats, as little known as Ford and Gillibrand are in the state, the other party fares even worse. The only announced Republican is Bruce Blakeman, a not-so-famous former member of the Nassau County Legislature. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.